Some of the stimulus money is supposed to go to some of the country's most heavily polluted pieces of earth, the so-called Superfund sites. The Environmental Protection Agency says it will provide $600 million in stimulus money over the next year and a half. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports on what that money means for a Superfund site in Camden, New Jersey.
Well, right now we're in the Waterfront South section of Camden, and just to the south here you can see the top of the Walt Whitman Bridge. Over to the west there, you can see downtown Philadelphia skyline.
Rick Robinson manages the cleanup of dozens of properties scattered around Camden and neighboring Gloucester City.
It's a very industrial area, but there are residential homes all around here.
100 years ago, this area was thriving, with lots of jobs at the port and at factories like Welsbach and General Gas Mantle. These two companies made a popular precursor to the light bulb. They soaked tiny cotton mesh bags in a radioactive material called thorium. People across the country used these mantles in gas lamps. But then electricity came. Both companies went out of business almost 70 years ago, and they left behind a toxic legacy.
So the more it beeps, the more radiation that's being emitted.
Robinson is holding what's called a pancake radiation meter over the cracked asphalt of 4th Street. It's closed to traffic because of the radiation risk.
The empty lot there, that's the former General Gas Mantle building that we demolished back in 2000. It was an abandoned building that was falling down, had high levels of radiation in the inside. This is at waist high, and you're still getting higher readings. When we measure risk to people, we measure at waist height. This is where your organs start. And we bring it down to the ground contact.
As Robinson lowers the meter to the ground, the beeps get louder and more frequent. Long-term exposure to thorium can cause cancer.
The half-life of thorium is 14 billion years. This waste will not go away, so unless we take care of it, we'll leave it for the generations of the future to deal with.
The EPA expects to spend more than $25 million in stimulus dollars to clean up 4th Street. That means the $16 million Robinson usually gets each year can pay for other cleanups, possibly some Little League fields, a storage lot for the port, and some houses. Already, Robinson's crews have cleaned up factories, swimming pools, backyards, and basements. The contamination is so spread out because workers from the Mantle factories took the radioactive waste and dumped it in low-lying areas around the two communities.
Move it.
One of Robinson's crews is just finishing a cleanup at the end of a residential street in Gloucester City. Robinson says because of the stimulus money, he'll be able to hire extra people to run excavating equipment, drive trucks, monitor and contain radiation risks, do office work, and load the waste into rail cars to be taken to hazardous waste dumps in Idaho and Utah. And there will be extra work for local police officers. His cleanups are in such rough areas that Robinson often hires them to protect his crews.
At every step of the way, some number of jobs will be created, but we don't know the exact number.
That's Robinson's boss, Walter Mugden. He heads EPA's Superfund program for New Jersey and New York. Mugden says the EPA will track how many jobs are created here and at 49 other Superfund sites that are in line to get stimulus dollars. Many are in low-income areas with multiple sources of pollution. Agency officials hope that by speeding these cleanups, they will hasten redevelopment.
Camden needs all the help they can get from the EPA.
Helene Pearson heads a community development group called Heart of Camden that's been rehabbing old row houses here for 25 years. Some of them were homes of workers from the Mantle factory many decades ago. We're standing in front of Sacred Heart Elementary as school lets out for the day. Just across the street, Pearson's group is building a 99-seat theater on a lot where an abandoned building stood until the EPA did a cleanup. Decades ago, it was a store that sold thorium-soaked mantles.
I think there's always a big, huge fear factor, and that part definitely was scary for me that it was known some years ago that there was thorium there.
For the sake of these children, she's relieved the EPA removed the radiation. Pearson says the theater is an example of how EPA's cleanups and her rehabs are restoring healthy community life and chasing away prostitution, drugs, and crime.
We can just sort of see the subversive activity that a city gets pushing out of the neighborhood, and the neighborhood's becoming better and better.
Pearson expects the 4th Street cleanup also will help revitalize her community. It's only about 4 blocks from here. She's hoping once the properties are radiation-free, they'll attract some much-needed jobs to Camden. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.
Drop by our website, npr.org, and you can find a map showing locations across the country, Superfund sites that are receiving cleanup funds.